Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
How about an illustration? Samson. Samson was, he was a cross between a juvenile delinquent and Fabio. Okay. He was a wild man, full of God, full of power. And he wanted a date. He wanted a girl. He went on to philistineharmony.com and he found the girl, and he's on his way to Philistia. And what should he meet but a lion? The lion came out, and this was a real lion. In Israel, there's no lions today, but there was the African lion, the massive lion that you've seen before in zoos and pictures, whatever. That lion had a roaming range all the way up into Israel. So there were lions in the day of Samson, the real ones. So this massive lion comes roaring out and mauls him. And the Spirit of God came upon Samson and he tore the lion in half. I don't know if you've ever done that, if that's on your resume, but that's pretty amazing. That's pretty super. I mean, whew. Well, it wasn't just a lion. It was a sphinx. It was the spirit principality over Philistia. The spirit being, the demonic principality over the region came against Samson. They always come, principalities come against the breakers. They come against the deliverers. And I'll let you guess how I know that. But those anointed as deliverers, that's another topic for another mentoring session. But the anointing of a deliverer will always spark a response from the principality. I've had principalities walking down the aisle of airplanes when I flew into specific regions on a mission sent from God. I'm telling you, you will face that. So here's Samson. This demonized lion comes at him. He tears that lion in half. He has his date, goes back to mom and dad and says, I found the one I'm going to marry. So they come, mom and dad and Sammy go down the trail to Philistia, to Gaza. All right. And there they are. And Samson remembers that lion. He says, I'm going to go look. I'm going to go back to where my trauma, the worst event of my life, I'm going to go back to what hurt me the most. And what did he find in the carcass of the lion? But honey of revelation. The honey of revelation is waiting for you in the carcass of your trauma. Go back. Go back this time with Jesus and discover the honey. You're not done until you've got the honey scooped out of that carcass. Go back and find the honey. The most painful situation in Peter's life had to be the denial three times, even with profanity, that he didn't know Jesus. And that had to ruin him. How could he ever love Jesus, serve Jesus again, knowing that he'd done that? And you know the story. Jesus looked at him and he went out and wept miserably. So what did Jesus do after the resurrection? Peter goes fishing. He reenacts Peter's call. The great catch of fish happened twice, Luke 5 and then in John 20. Jesus reenacted the original call of Peter, where he caught, so much fish that his boat was sinking, and just to reassure his beloved, his man, his friend, Peter, you're still my called one. You're still mine, even in your trauma. And then Peter recognizes him on the shore as the sun starts to brighten the sky. He sees somebody there has a fire started. Where was it Peter denied Jesus? What was he standing by when he denied Jesus three times? A charcoal fire. So I'm translating John. I couldn't understand why it says a charcoal fire. Why don't it just say a fire? Did Jesus build a fire? But no, it's a charcoal fire. And I flip back where Peter denied Jesus. Guess what? It was by a charcoal fire. So Jesus reenacted his call, Peter's call, and then he reenacted the trauma. And for three times, he let Peter break the self-curse off of his own life. And do you love me? You know that beautiful story. But all that to say, my beloved friends, go back to what hurt you the most, your difficulties, and you'll find honey in the carcass of your lion. I got to finish.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.